Jaguars are on the verge of something they haven't done since 2010, hit the 3-3 mark in the standings. And only two of these Jaguars were here 6 years ago. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. Tyson Alualu and Mercedes Lewis, by the way, are those two Jaguars. Well, Sunday's game against the Oakland Raiders is an opportunity for the Jaguars to get their ground game going. Currently, they're getting just 71 yards per game, which is 31st in the league. But on Sunday, they see a Raiders team that's giving up 132, ranked 30th in the league. The coaching staff is surprised that the running game hasn't been better early, but they understand why.
They just got to trust their reads more than anything and trust what they're seeing up front, I think. And they're both good running back. They got a good feel for what we're trying to do. Chris Ivory, to me, has come in, and having him healthy is certainly going to help us again. Thought he ran the ball very hard last week.
I mentioned that we looked at the whole run game as a pitcher. There's some runs that we particularly like and we feel good about. And there's some other ones that we feel with a couple tweaks we can get those things going. So, I mean, we have a direction, an area that we really want to improve on. And I think now we just got to have faith in it, and just keep having trust that it will show up.
Gus Bradley talked about a sense of urgency from the guys up front earlier this week, which was echoed by the line. The big guys up front take great pride in being physical and moving the ball right into the teeth of a defense, any defense.
We got to get it done. We got to find a way to get it done. I mean, that's all it boils down to. We got to put our hand in the dirt, come off the ball, and make holes. Gus said something during halftime. He talked about we have to decide to be the difference.
The lack of a dependable running game has poured fuel on the fire of the no-huddle, up-tempo passing game this week. But in order for the Jags to be the team they've been built to be, they have to be able to slam the ball into the line of scrimmage. Which brings us to this week's Sexton Says, brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jaguars, where I tell you what the Jaguars have to do to beat the Raiders and get to 3-3. This week, the Jaguars need to create more turnovers. For a defense that is getting better in a hurry, that represents the next level of performance. The Raiders are 4-2 in large part because they get the ball back for Carr. They have 10 takeaways. On the other hand, the Jaguars have just 5 takeaways on the season, and 3 of those came in the Ravens game. The Jaguars have to be more opportunistic and come up with the ball when the Raiders make mistakes. You figure a team gets between 8 and 10 offensive possessions per game. So how much greater are your odds of winning if you get 11 and your opponent gets 9, or you get 12 and they get just 8? You understand. The Jaguars need to take the ball away from the Raiders in order to get a win on Sunday. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. Don't forget, we're live here on Jaguars.com on Sunday before the Raiders and Jaguars, starting at 12:15 Eastern Time. And nobody has the behind-the-scenes story and insight that we have here on Jaguars.com. We'll talk to you on Sunday.